This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, now in Boston at WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show for you today. Bad jokes on the way, Ted versus the FCC. And today we're going to talk about the spills. Our question, who spilled what and what did they spill it on? The reason why, a plane carrying 326 passengers on their way from Germany to lovely Cancun, Mexico. They had to reroute their plane when the pilot accidentally spilled a hot coffee all over the control panel, which became very hot and produced smoke and a burning smell. Damage caused significant communication difficulty for the flight crew and forced them to wear oxygen masks before making a emergency landing. Then we have the trailer in South Dakota that spilled beer all over the highway. We've got a truck that closed a road in Montana as it spilled a whole entire truck full of grapes, believe it or not. Carrots are on the highway in California. And coming up for you, we have the worst thing that you spilled in your car. Oof. Which got a thread going there on Twitter. So who spilled what and what did they spill it on?
It's funny you should bring up the was it North Carolina, South Carolina? The truck fell over, spilled beer.
South Dakota.
Rolls over, spills beer. The authorities, their official report is that there's no beer left, which I call BS on. Someone says, years ago, a train derailed and several containers had beer. One of my dad's friends was on the cleanup crew. The beer could not be sold. So we had what seemed like a never-ending supply of various beers, right? The beer is fine. If it's left, it was taken home.
Dude, I'm looking at a picture of this, too. It looks like Budweiser and Bud Light. Like somebody drank that beer.
Guaranteed, man. But they can't resell it in the store, so at that point, you know, finders keepers, I would think.
Man, that looks like a fun time.
And I would thrill. There's no way all those cans of beer broke, even if they were bottles.
Exactly. I could track that beer down for you. Tell me who's on your cleanup crew. Let's go to their house. Someone else says, a girl I was doing shrooms with, she puked into my old-fashioned spittoon. That was fine. Until she spilled that spittoon all over my crotch.
Oh, no.
Let that sink in for a minute. In the meantime, hello, Craig. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, hey, quick story. So a few years ago, me and about four buddies were offshore fishing off of Hawaii. And the seas were pretty rough that day. My first time out there. But anyway, we were getting pretty tuned up. I mean, beer's flowing, having a great time. And I dipped tobacco. And when seas got pretty rough, I decided, well, let me grab a spitter rather than keep spitting overboard. I don't want to get it on people. So I'm using a beer bottle. And, you know, of course, I don't have a top on it. And, well, I lost my footing and went ahead and slung probably about half a bottle worth of dip spit all over one of the crew members.
How angry was that guy?
So I was really surprised. He maintained his composure. I'll tell you, he definitely earned a good tip that day. I felt terrible.
Yeah, I bet you did. Do you still dip?
Oh, absolutely.
How much does a tin of dip cost now?
Probably around $3.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. I figured it'd be like 10.
Less than cigarettes, for sure.
What are you dipping? What flavor?
I dip Grizzly.
Oh,
that's
Green
Ted's,
Grizz.
That's Ted's dip of choice, isn't it?
That was the last thing I was dipping before I stopped.
The Green Grizz.
You've never even thought about having like one dip at any point in
time.
Well,
I have, but then I know I'll end up dipping
right.
again.
That's the whole thing.
It's kind of like my thing in cocaine. Like, I don't do cocaine because I'm going to love it.
Name's Ted. I don't do cocaine, but if I did, I'd be knee-deep in it every night.
But I'm chatty when I smoke weed. Like, I'm good on that.
Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
But I will say, as a former dipper, I loved it. I miss it. But it's a disgusting habit. It might be the worst habit.
The only thing that makes it more disgusting to me than cigarettes is, you know, if you had an ashtray sitting on a living room table, at least the stuff in there, it's either ash or it's the cotton from the butt, right? Unless you have one of those women that had all the lipstick, they can make a cigarette look ugly real quick. But with dipping, I mean, the only difference is, like, look, we're both killing ourselves, except you have a cup, and I can see the juice in it. Like, yeah. I see what was in your mouth, man.
Well, what's worse is chewing tobacco, where you see all that spit all over the side of someone's cheek and neck.
I know. Just...
Thank God that went out of fashion.
Ah, the good old days.
It's hard to find somebody chewing old school tobacco. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Next. Which is probably a good thing. Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
Caw, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, Phil.
Do you mind if I give a shout out to a firefighter for his birthday today?
Oh, no, not at all.
His name is Scott. He works for Lacey Fire Department, and it's his birthday.
Oh, you didn't tell us it was Scott from Lacey. See, that's different, because we said no.
We don't like him.
Not Scott from the Lacey Fire Department.
Oh,
no.
Good.
He's a little dude.
To his face.
You know, it's a weird run-in we had with that fire department.
You know he's a pyromaniac, right? He's the one setting all these fires.
Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled by Scott.
Well, he also has loud cars.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. Does Scott have a solo mustache?
I don't think he can grow a mustache.
Really?
Oh.
What?
I think he can't connect.
Oh, he can't.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Keep trying, Scott. Maybe next year.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy. Dude. Happy birthday. Happy 13th. So who spilled what, and what did they spill it on?
So I spilled about 12 quarts of diesel oil on myself. About 8 years ago, I was doing an oil change on a excursion diesel. Not sure. I'm sure some of you guys know that when you drop the drain plug, if you don't move it, that the oil catch can, when you don't open the valve that the rookie left closed, you get to wear up to your armpits about 12-ish or so quarts of nasty diesel oil.
And there's nothing you could do to stop it from flowing out?
I mean, you could flip the valve, and then you're still wearing it, and then there's already 3 quarts on the ground. Your pants, your shoes, everything.
You can't just use a bar of soap, I'm assuming. How do you get that crap off of you?
You should just hose yourself off outside, because it's bad.
So, really, how long did it take? How many days before you finally got it all off of you completely?
Well, I got to get off of work early that day, and then I destroyed my driver's side seat of my car with a bunch of used diesel oil on my butt and driving in my underwear. So, there's that.
Now, if you got pulled over by a cop, I'm just curious to know.
Covered in diesel oil.
Going to jail.
You're covered in diesel oil sitting in your underwear driving a car, sir. Just step out of the vehicle.
Yeah, well, at least I had, the seat covers. Usually use the floor covers, but I used a bunch of those on the driver's seat to try to save the driver's seat, but it was a lost cause.
Okay. And did your car ever stop smelling like diesel?
Yes, it did. It took about a year and a half.
Do you still do the same job?
No, I do not.
Okay.
That seems like maybe it's a good thing.
I'm sure it's a good paying job, but consider it.
Man, oh man. Didn't you spill gasoline all over yourself or something?
No, I spilled all over in Canada. I was filling up. I was in the middle of nowhere, and I stopped. And, you know, first of all, Canadian gas stations are already confusing to me.
Why is that?
Because I look at the sign, I'm like, oh my God, gas is only $2. Oh, a liter? What's a liter? How many liters?
A half gallon. Oh.
And I'm like, oh, well, okay, whatever. So I put the hose in. I go in to get a pack of cigarettes like I normally do. I start the thing. Pump starts running. I see a guy come running in, and he's kind of frantic. And he's like, the hose is still spewing. You know, it's all over
the... Oh, no.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So walk out there, man, and this hose is going just like...
it's on the ground?
Yeah, because I put the lock into it because I'm filling it up, and I'm not holding the thing, right? Well, it turns out they don't have a shutoff valve. And he's like, oh, yeah, we don't have shutoff valves. I'm like...
What?
You don't have shutoff valves?
Why would you let anyone walk away?
Why wouldn't you
vehicle?
Have a giant sign that says, we don't have shutoff valves? Like that was the norm in the middle of Golden Collar or Canada, wherever the hell I was. And so all this gasoline is all over the place. So I gently drive the car forward, but I still feel like crap. First of all, I don't know how much.
How much
extra,
did you pay for?
That's what I mean. I don't know. If it was gallons, I could go. There's no way it took $75 to fill this car up, right? But it's liters. And then Canadian money on top of it.
So you don't
I can't do the math. Like, okay, did I put in $40 and only like $45 went on the floor? You know what I mean? Like $5 went on the floor. It looked like a ton of gasoline, though.
But they can't give you a refund.
No, they're not
That's
giving you a
saying,
refund.
That's what I'm saying. I could never know how much I
You're
actually
paying for all of it.
Because I couldn't do the math on anything to know how much I paid for and then how much I paid for that hit the floor. So then I helped a guy with a sandbag and a broom. So
How long did it take you to help him out?
5 minutes.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah, I'm with you. That would be terrifying because then, God forbid, somebody randomly down the street just like flicks a cigarette.
Or anything. And I was afraid like just the spark of like starting the car or something like that. Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLE.
I recently had some gas on me as I was watching people spin fire.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
And nobody, the boundaries weren't set up yet. So me and my friend were probably a little close.
If you got gas on you, you were.
Right. And it's like they started, like we're sitting there and it's like, what is that? What is that? And we realize every time this one girl's spinning, like, we're getting hit with, like, extra gas.
Smoking a cigarette.
And she has an open flame.
Yeah. Right. So that same thing like you, I was so paranoid. I was like, we're, like, scrubbing up, like, scrubbing our forearms. Like, because I'm going to smoke something later. Like, right. I don't want to be on fire.
He burst into flame. And because of all the hair on his body, we couldn't put him out.
Right.
Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
So I worked for a turkey slaughterhouse, and my job was to clean up the turkey guts off of the equipment after the murders.
That is the sexiest thing I've heard today.
Is it still done? Are you still doing the cone lifestyle?
No.
How do they do it?
So what happens is we pay a bunch of Mexicans to take the birds out of the cages, and then they hang them up on this big, like, chain-link conveyor where they spray them down first with iodine, and then they run them through this thing called the blood tunnel.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And, Thanksgiving dinner sounds better.
Your blood tunnel.
It's basically a gigantic concrete vault for when they – you know, cut the necks, all the blood leaks down onto the floor, and then we pay some other guy to, you know, suck all the stuff up into a big septic truck.
All right.
Essentially. So, anyway, we used a lot of chemicals, you know, that were acid-based, you know, to clean the stainless steel equipment that was used to kill the birds, process them, you know, whatever. Well, there's this one chemical called Quick Clean, and it's called Quick Clean for a reason. It'll take the paint off of a car in about 15 seconds.
Jeez, all right.
And so we would have a chemical cage, right? And we take a forklift over to the chemical cage, and if we were out of certain chemicals, we go over with a forklift, you know, pick up a pallet of whatever we're out of and take it back to the pumps that we had to pump our chemicals out. Well, I had drove the forklift over there, picked it up, and one of my coworkers stepped in front of my forklift, and I had actually spilled a whole bunch of Quick Clean on the ground. And of course, in this line of work, you have to wear your PPE, which, you know, safety glasses, hard hat, rubber boots, waders, that sort of thing. And one of the people that was walking by did not have their safety glasses on, so it spilled all over the ground and then splattered into his eyes. So now he has, like, you know, glaucoma for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, that's...
Yeah, just that.
Ta-da!
Glaucoma now.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
One tweet has spawned hilarious responses. If you haven't followed Jason Isbell on Twitter, they say do yourself a favor and start. His latest tweet is about spilling something in his car, and immediately he said, hey, man, what is the worst thing you've ever spilled in your car? I spilled a full pint of baked beans and could not get the juice out of the front. Immediately, that tweet was filled with incredible responses. What's the worst thing you've ever spilled in your car? My first husband's friend spilled bong water in the back of my car, much like the person who had a comment there. Pig blood all over the back of my car. Gatorade. But not Gatorade, a Gatorade container filled with urine. A full pizza. I was a passenger. My dad was driving, and I had the bag open side out. He had to brake hard, and the entire pizza fell on the floor. left a gallon of milk in the car for 4 days. Ooh. It underwent some sort of chemical change and then burst. And, and I left a frozen fish in the trunk of my car, gone for 5 days. The ooze dripped through the underside of the car. Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
Couple of comments here. Our last caller, the guy called in, and he was at work. He spilled some stuff that splashed a coworker who was not wearing their safety goggles. And as the caller put it, yeah, now like he has glaucoma or something. So a comment comes in. It says, similar to the last caller, a friend of mine did not have good goggles when he took organic chemistry. He splashed, and I'm going to quote here, he splashed 18 molar sulfuric acid in his eye. Put it in perspective, stomach acid is only about a half molar. So whatever he spills, about 36 times stronger than stomach acid.
And what does that do to your eyeball? Just eat it?
I would think so, Miles. That is my. He did not confirm that, but my guess is bad things happen.
Tell your buddy there's an eye patch store in Reno, Nevada.
There's one on every corner. My friend works for a weed oil company, and one of the employees broke two jugs of about 10 gallons of high-quality chronic oil. What do you think that's worth?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
He put down the number value here.
What was it again?
It was two jugs. Oh, crap. Let me get it again.
Two jugs?
Hey, look.
It is two jugs of about 10 gallons of high-quality chronic oil.
You have no idea how much weed it takes to get one of those jugs. I actually saw this. My buddy Alex down at Solstice gave me and my dad a tour, and they have...
I'll say 10 Gs.
Oh, try $40,000.
Right. I'm telling you, they had one jug full of oil that they were giving to children at that point in time. It was like a CBD oil capsule that they would make out of this for seizures.
Not a jug per kid.
Yeah, for seizures and things like that. And the concentration level. He showed me the size of the room that it takes and the 2 to 3 months it takes to produce that one jar of oil that needs to be extracted from all those plants.
Right.
You have no idea how much work goes into that one jar. It's a frickin' field of marijuana it takes to make that much.
Well, that guy found out.
Yeah, 40 grand. Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I was a busboy at a hotel restaurant, and they taught us how to palm the tray, you know, as you bring it out to people, and I had about 16, 18 glasses of water on this tray, and it's all ice water and stuff, and I'm out there doing my thing, and they got a big, giant table in the end, and I'm setting ice waters out, but the people were already there, and so I'm going along, and I'm setting the ice waters down, and I got to the last couple of them, and it tipped, and it was like slow motion. All of a sudden, that water is streaming across that tray, and pours down right on the head of a 2-year-old.
Oh.
So the 2-year-old's eyes get giant like saucers, and there's that hesitation, and you're like, is she going to scream, or what's going to happen? And of course, she screams, and the whole restaurant turns and looks, and I'm doing the 40-yard dash to get some towels. I get back, and the mother is just, like, giving me the evil eye, like I'm the worst person that ever lived. And so I'm sitting there just apologizing profusely, and the grandma turns to me, and she goes, if this is the worst thing that ever happens to her, she'll be okay.
See, that's definitely the grandparent
for
position.
Thank God for Meemaw. Yeah, they thank God they're there to save the day and defuse it.
Yeah, but sometimes, Meemaw, shut your hole. I've been on a plane with my kids when they were really young, right? And when you have to deal with your kids when they're like 2 and 3 years old, it's just a nightmare. It is a nightmare. I've been on the flight where my kid, and this is a horrible thing, but this is, my daughter's 3, my son is 2. They're on the plane. I have to fly from Philadelphia to Seattle. It is a long flight. It is at the holidays. It's crowded. Things have already gone wrong. And I already want to kill everyone around me. So they're fighting.
Everybody on the flight's agitated.
Right. It's that time. And I understand that. But for me, you're just self-contained to the kids. Like, come on, man, get it together. And they're just fighting as 2 and 3-year-olds are wont to do. I do know this. I recognize this. But I also have to deal with them. And at one point, I had stated to my daughter, and these words came out of my mouth before I realized I said them. So I said, man, because, you know, you always try to keep it down a little bit so people don't hear you yelling on the plane. But I said, if you and your brother don't cut it out, I'm going to rip your head off of your shoulders and beat your brother to death with it. Those words came before I even realized what I'd said. I even had to, like, say to myself, Did I just say that to my daughter? Yeah, I just said, I couldn't, like, that came out of my mouth. I'm going to rip your head off of your body and beat your brother to death. So that bought me like 5 minutes, right? You know, they settled down. But again, they're kids, so they get back into the stuff. So my son's kind of acting up, but he's tired. Now he's in my lap. It's just one of those deals. He's two. Like, just put him on my lap, and at this point, he'll start to settle down, and he'll sleep. So the plane is taken off. Flight attendant looks at me, and this is before beverage service, just says, you look like you could use a beer. And I'm like, I would appreciate that so much. Thank you. So she goes off, gets me whatever beer I ordered. She puts down the tray for me, puts the beer down, opens it for me, and the instant she opens it, my kid knocks it over, and this whole beer spills into my lap.
Right? No.
The whole thing directly, like, into my groin area. Like, that's the only part. It did not hit my knees. It did not hit the outside of my legs. It is directly where it looks like I peed myself. But within 2 seconds of this spilled beer hitting my groin, and it's very cold because she got it out of the freeze, suddenly this same part of my lap is heating back up to body temperature. And I'm like, well, that's my son's now peeing on me too.
Oh,
so,
no.
Dude, this is, and I want you to keep in mind, this happens in the amount of time it takes you to say one Mississippi, right? The beer has spilled. My groin is cold. Mama groin's warm. And I realize he is peeing in the lap that he has just spilled beer on. So I am as wet as you can possibly be, all right? So now I got to take the kid. I got to change him, you know, because he should be comfortable, even though all of the mess is on me. But I walk him back to the bathroom. And as I'm walking back, there's another dude, another father. He's sitting in the aisle seat. He looks at me. He can piece together what's happened. And he gets this big grin and kind of chuckles. And I looked right at him and said, it is not effing funny yet. I was hostile, man. I felt bad for saying it, man. But, like, I'm in a hostile mood. So, anyway, get back to the seat.
Did you say it, like, real intent or just kind of laughing?
Brother, when I said it's not funny yet, I meant it is not funny yet. So I'm trying to explain where my head was at the time. So I clean him up. I change him. I get back to the seat. And keep in mind, it's a six-hour flight. We have been in the air for about 20 minutes. So the duration of this flight, my groin does a weird thing. Like, if you put on clothes that are kind of wet and you can feel your skin trying to dry. So there's that sensation. But also the entire flight, all I can smell is a beer and pee mixture, which is, it smells like a homeless guy, right? Homeless guy gets on the bus. It smells like that. But now it's me, and I'm just staring at my pants. It won't dry out. You're on a plane. You can't really walk around. The flight finally lands. This thing lands. I just want to get off the plane. I want to put my kids somewhere where they're not near me, all this stuff. And there's an old lady, old Mima, and I know she's right, but again, it's the time. So she looks at me and she goes, I just want to let you know, your children are very well behaved. Now, I did say the word thank you, but I will show you guys what my face was like. Thank you. Sometimes.
You look like a tiger about to pounce.
This is how it felt. So meanwhile, while I appreciate what you, and generally speaking, they are well behaved, but also it's because daddy's been dealing with them, preventing them from exploding. You know what I mean? They're like trying to clean up Fukushima kind of thing, like prevent the radiation from spreading. But shut your freaking, I sound like the bagel guy.
Shut
your mouth.
Not my parents.
That's what I get felt like. Shut up.
You're not my kid. You're not my godmother.
Shut your mouth.
That's exactly how I felt.
Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
Did you see Bagel Guy get roughed up yesterday by Lenny Dykstra?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're going to fight. So they had like a stare off. And Dykstra basically was like, I'm going to whoop your butt for being insulting to all these women. And just kind of shoved him off the stage. Like, and then like hockey like pulled his shirt over his head. I mean, look, he's just going to mess up this bagel dude like the little punk he is.
I'm almost starting to feel bad for him. Like,
don't.
Okay. I don't. Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. Happy Friday the 13th.
Hola.
Hola. Back many, many years ago, I just bought a brand new pickup truck, and my ex took it to work that day. Had a tendency to put Sharpies in the back pocket, and road home cap came off and left a nice big old stain on my seat. So I was like, all right, whatever. We got it cleaned up. Well, a few years later, she had bought a new car. I was driving it. She was sitting shotgun. Had a new beverage wanted me to try, so give it a good shake, you know, to make sure you stir up all the flavors. Well, the cap wasn't on it, so I gave that bad boy a couple good shakes and pretty much filled the entire inside of that car with nice sticky juice. So it was a good payback for the stain on my seat.
So just payback.
Okay.
I'm curious. What do you drive
it was
now?
Inadvertent, of course.
Sure. Yeah. What do you drive now there, Angela?
I just bought myself a new Nissan Rogue.
Oh, those are nice. Yeah. Those are really nice.
Give me a ride in it. I want to spill something in it.
Yeah, I got one of those about a year ago.
You come on for a ride. You come for a ride, Thrill. You'll feel something in it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, baby.
Will we only see it with a black light?
Is that a threat or a promise?
It doesn't matter, Ted. It's sexy to me. I'm hoping it's both.
Good times. Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, I feel a little nervous now. I am never getting in a Rogue. Not
I'm not
with her.
Sure if that was a threat or a promise.
Like, I don't know.
Something will be spilled.
I know. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitches.
Hola.
So my buddy John picked up a SUV from me about 10 years ago. And he said he drained the transmission fluid and we were pulling it out. Everything was unbolted. We pulled the dipstick because it's got to come out for the transmission to come out, right? Pulled the dipstick and insulated the tube. And I go to wiggle this thing off of its mounting place. As it comes free, it lands on me and about 5 quarts of the most nasty smelling transmission fluid you could ever have in your life spills all over me.
I thought you said he drained the transmission fluid.
That's what I said. As soon as it covered me, I said, what the F, man? I thought you drained the transmission fluid. He said, I thought so too. I said, but you didn't do it right.
What, he drained the brake fluid or something else?
No,
he drained the transmission fluid. He just didn't drain it from the pan. So all the fluid in the pan was still there and it poured all over me. And I smelled like transmission fluid for a good few hours after that, even after showering with Dawn soap.
Dawn soap. That stuff is wonderful, isn't it? I mean, it takes care of ducks in the ocean.
But we don't know if it is, because they show a duck. And look, if you're ever walking
seagull,
on the
whatever.
Beach, Miles, you carry a metal detector. I carry Dawn soap. If I see an oily bird,
save
I'm out
day.
There.
Mm-hmm.
But
dude,
obviously,
I
it doesn't
use
do
the
that
Blue
great.
Dawn myself. The Blue Dawn. You're right. That's all I use is that soap for dishes.
You know, it's funny.
And then my buddy's a fireman, and he swears at all firemen. That's the only thing you'll find in a firehouse.
Because of grease?
I don't know if it's because of grease or because of the animals. I just know Blue Dawn is the best.
Blue Dawn. Huh.
Yeah.
Learning something.
What do you use? I have Blue Dawn sitting on the back of my sink right now.
I have Mrs. Myers.
Oh, Lord.
Miss Myers?
Does it actually work?
It's rosemary. It's delicious.
I understand. It they make stuff that smells good, but
they really
does
do.
It
yeah, it
work?
Works. It works.
I had to buy
if
ant
it says
spray.
Organic or something like that, don't buy it. If it's that green crap, whatever, that's not meant for cleaning because it can't clean. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, look, I had to buy ant spray a couple of months ago, whatever. Like, spring hits and all the ants come in and find every bit of sugar the kids have left, all right? So get this ant spray. We have the cat at this point, Rainbow Janet, and the can of spray we get is... organic, but whatever, it says pet friendly, right? We're spraying, like, these ants look like they just got out of the pool or so, wet, and they're fine, and just walk back to the little hole. So I'm saying this to my mother, right? She came over and she said, you got ants? I said, man, I know I got ants. And I said, we bought this crap, and like, it's not doing anything. She looks at it, she says, you know, by pet friendly, what they mean is it's ant friendly. Like, it just does. Now, got a can of Raid. And guess
it takes
what?
Takes care of it.
Yeah, those sons of bitches, they didn't want to come out of their hole.
I was using Dr. Bronner's for a while, but I didn't realize the soap, you're supposed to kind of dilute it. It was just, I really got into that tingle.
Yeah. Oh, you used the peppermint, the
yeah,
blue bottle.
Just
oh.
bottle
you didn't
the skin.
Dilute it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
and
can
I
put
was
like
whoo.
Yeah. Oh, kind of has a burn.
Is that why you don't use it anymore?
That's affirmative.
Oh, just use like a couple drops.
It's all right, man. I'm on shower foam now.
Shower foam?
Yeah. What it's is like, it? You know, like you have hand soap that turns into foam?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it's the same thing in the shower. I don't know why, but I love it.
Shower foam.
I like making myself look like a snowman. It's completely covered in foam.
Oh, I know why you love it. You're childish.
Before I shower off.
Yeah, because you're a child. That's
who
why.
Spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA. You take a bubble bath? You like a bubble bath?
Who I don't take like baths. I'm an adult, dude. I just like to cover myself in foam.
And pretend he's a snowman.
You could ask Robin. I've been bragging about this foam for a couple months now.
Foam parties.
Yeah.
I like that you find a way to brag about shower foam. Like, no one's even envious, but you're still like, you know you want some.
Have you foamed anybody else up in the shower?
No, Miles, I have not.
Ted will not shut up about the foam. Yeah. He's the only guy, if he was walking down the street, you'd be like, that guy's a great beard. Like, he looks kind of tough, right? He's going to tell you how he smells like cucumber. You just give him a couple minutes.
It is. It's cucumber.
Is it cucumber foam?
Damn right. I come out of there fresh.
You are the toughest cucumber-smelling son of a bitch I ever met. Yeah.
Hey, look, one of the best compliments I got in a group photo at Burning Man, and somebody says, Ted, my God, Ted, you smell really nice. I was like, thanks, that's my Dove deodorant.
I do use the Dove deodorant.
Right, well, they make the shower foam, too, all right? Guess I'm doing a commercial for Dove. They're changing the face of men's health and soap.
I just know my armpits don't stink.
Yeah, me neither. Mm. Who spilled what? And what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
I use beard oil too. Yeah, beard gel.
Who's that for? What's her name? Katie Holmes. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, I got a good one for you. So a couple months ago, my dad pulls his RV into our shop at our house to do some work on it. Gets underneath there and starts jacking it up, and he bumps something, or something happened, and the main pipe that goes to the septic tank on the RV, which happened to be full because he doesn't like to empty it, the main pipe burst, 40 gallons of poop all over his chest, filled up my entire shop, everything.
40 gallons of poop on my dad.
Isn't that the only real thing that you absolutely, first of all, you don't poop in it, and second of all,
right,
you need to clean it out when you get back from your trip. Isn't that kind of like just the known rules?
Yeah.
It should be, yeah. He doesn't like to follow rules, apparently.
Look, nobody likes to clean it out, but the reason you clean it out is to avoid precisely that.
And pumping it out is a pain, and it is an awful, awful smell. But you got to do it.
It's not that bad.
Well, aren't there places where you can go and pump your poop if you have an RV?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot
got
of
a dump station. He's got a dump station 10 minutes down the road from us that's free.
It's free, so you don't even have to pay for it.
And that's why they call it a dump station. That's double meaning.
How long did it take you to clean up your garage?
Well, the best part about it was we have a hydrovac truck, a big vacuum truck. So he and our mechanic pulled that in there and started sucking it all up. And meanwhile, his girlfriend's freaking out, Googling what to do. And apparently, in Snohomish County, if you dump over 10 gallons of septic, they'll come clean it up for free. But we had work we had to do that night in the shop, and he was hard up to get that work done. So they sucked it out, and God only knows how many gallons of bleach they threw on it, but sucked it out and swept all the water crap out the door and put some gravel on top of the crap that was outside the door and called it good.
How was your dad after this?
Oh, he was pretty well traumatized, that's for sure. It landed on it. Broke open right on his chest.
Oh. Normally there's a glass coffee table and you see it from below and you don't touch it. Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-HOLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Okay, so I was at Disneyland with my daughter. She's about 5, and we went to this little section that's called Around the World. So you can go to different little places around the world, different countries. So we stopped in Japan at this restaurant and ordered some lunch, and I got wonton soup. And as a lady passing my daughter her soup, I turned around to grab something, and my elbow flipped it completely onto my crotch.
Hot wonton soup?
Yeah, it was burning hot, pretty much scalded it.
Scalded it. You mean your personal wonton.
It?
Your personal wonton.
Is that your pet name for it?
Yeah.
It has a little red balloon, Miles.
Hey, it's feeling kind of feisty.
Say, Mama, let me see Pennywise.
It blistered? But it was scalded. No, it wasn't. But it was scalded pretty bad.
So what do you do in that moment? Do you immediately go to the bathroom to check the goods?
First, I was like, and then I went to the bathroom,
And where did you say this was again? Did you say you were at Epcot? Where are you?
Disney World, Around the World. It's like such a
okay,
part.
All right, yeah. And you spilled wonton soup on your it.
You know, it's funny that Ted brings up Around the World a lot and only mentions drinking. This is the first time I've actually heard confirmation that you can also get food around the world.
Have you eaten at Epcot?
Oh, yeah, dude. Go to Germany. They have a buffet-style thing in there. Then they have like one of the Oompa bands in there, and they do the ziggy zaggy.
You get a turkey leg? Oh, wow. This is like a Renaissance fair.
Right. America has like burgers. Yeah. But Germany's the best place if you want to eat in like a giant German beer hall.
Okay.
By the way, when you spill wonton soup in your own crotch, do you get like another one for free? Do they charge you for that one?
I really just didn't even want any more at that point.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's so hot there. You think it would dry out pretty fast. I guess that's the positive.
We know nothing about her, though.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just feel like I should mention, if you're going to be down there, besides the eating and drinking at Epcot, go to Norway, because they have a log ride in the back. Just a little one.
Oh.
We just stopped down to hear about what the log flume.
Yeah,
at the simulation of Norway at Epcot.
Okay,
thank you, Ted.
Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999
Hola. You're right; it is a log flume.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So recently I was driving home from work. And I stopped by a gas station real quick to grab some gas. And while I was pumping, I ran in and grabbed a deucer of Corona. And I put it on my center console in my truck, finished pumping the gas. I finish up and go to pull out into traffic, and some guy lets me in. We're kind of stop and go. As I pull out, I hit a pretty good-sized bump, and I forgot to put the beer down in a cup holder. And it fell forward and ended up puncturing open on a piece of steel that I had on my floor. And it ends up starting to spray pressurized beer all over my truck, hitting the headliner and the windshield and going everywhere. I had my window down, so I figured it'd be good to put it out the car because it would stop spraying in the car at that point. But then I'm sitting in traffic realizing I'm holding a spraying 24-ounce Corona in traffic. So you had to quickly weigh the options of what's worse, a DUI or some crap in the truck. In the end, I had to just put it at my feet and let it leak down until I could find a parking spot to pull into.
And your beer's gone.
And the beer's gone. So when I got home, I had nothing.
And now you really could use a beer.
For a truck that needed cleaned.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, it took weeks. It was reeking. It was so bad.
Did you get worried about getting pulled over by the cops? You know, they pull you up for some... You roll down your window
like a
45
minute drive after that, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the whole car smells like beer.
There's not a cop that's going to believe you.
No. Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of quick comments. Says, my parents are avid hikers. They also have a Great Dane Malamute. It's about as big a dog as you can get. This thing takes colossal dumps. They were on a hike that didn't have any trash bins at the end, so the dog kept pooping, but they'd pick it up in a poop bag, tie it off, pack it, then they forgot about it. Well, the dad put the backpack in the back seat with the dog, started smelling dog crap really bad. He looked back and realized the dog broke the thing open, and it left poopy paw prints all over the back seat. Still has stains to this day.
Oh, man.
I got hit with that, man. We got the puppy at home, right? So... she dumps on the floor. I'm just like, so you're dealing with that. And as I don't realize that she has put her paw in a little bit of it. All right. So I deal with it, clean it up. You got to spray all the stuff. I'm already kind of annoyed. Now she's running around the sofa. And I'm like, what is, oh my God. And there's just poop everywhere, man. And I'm just thinking, like, I know you're cute, but I'm not above eating you. There is poop on my sofa, there's poop on my lap. There's poop everywhere because it's on her poopy paw.
Yeah, last time I was dog sitting, the dog stepped in poop.
Man.
So I had to like leave her outside in like the like purgatory. Like, you don't get to come inside. I gotta get a towel.
It's sad face dog.
Yeah.
Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.